You're listening to episode 295 of Te Deo Gawa Bookmakers. Welcome. Today in bookbinding, I haven't been doing much because a client has sent me a book to renovate, to renew, to make better. And it includes making a map and folding it into and gluing it to the book, and also making a new cover. The cover is damaged and he wants it preserved with a better cover, and the cover has to be soft, can't be a hard cover, and so I'm experimenting with different materials to make that cover. I'm going to use the same font that the book is using. It won't be as colorful because that is a photograph of the area of the book. Anyway, that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I've been scraping, putting together, re-sewing, re-gluing, and experimenting with covers. So that's what I've been doing in bookbindings. It's very short, very quick. Let's move on to fiction. Fiction, I am happy to say I have finished Molly Bright. By finished, I mean I have put in a subplot with Molly and her employer, for whom she works very, very hard. That subplot is in there, and another subplot with Merengue and Early taking care of children. When Merengue was in both Japan and Europe and the Dominican Republic, he was interested in helping children that needed help. And Early was interested, felt the need to help children who were starving or unemployed, homeless in India. When they get to Osaka, they team up and they start a school for homeless or hungry children. So that subplot has been introduced, and the ending has been attached. The ending of what these people are doing after they find the kidnapped victim, what they're doing afterwards, their life after, that has been attached, and that's the end. And the beginning is Sawako talking about the ocean, and the end is Sawako talking about the ocean. At the beginning, she's talking about the ocean off the coast of Japan, the Pacific, and at the end, she's talking about the Pacific off the coast of Australia, where she owns a food and surf shop, restaurant and surf shop. So it has been all completed. I have to punch up some of the problems with the kidnappers. One of the problems with the kidnappers is there's not a lot of ending. There's not a lot of dramatic ending. It's just they find them, and then Frank offers to take one kidnapper to a friend of his. The kidnapper insists, no, call the police. And that is the end of that. There has to be more dramatic ending. The other kidnapper escapes, but his escape is more dramatic with a lot of shooting and yelling and screaming, and one of the main characters gets shot. But he has been shot before. That's not unexpected for him, but been a long time since he's been shot. So, basically this week, these past 2 weeks, I've been renovating a book and writing Molly Bright. And besides that in fiction, besides writing Molly Bright, which is mostly finished, it just has to be punched up a little bit, I am looking at other novels I have written that I have to improve. And I'm doing it very quickly, and I'm going to be making them available as soon as I can. There's a series of three that I want to finish. There's four books in this series of three, and I want to finish as soon as possible, clean them up, and make them as exciting as possible. That's what I've been doing. Looking at old books, a series of three with four books, and writing Molly Bright. So that's what I've been doing in the last couple of weeks. I'm always pleased to hear from you. I'm always pleased that you drop by to listen. Please drop by again. Thank you. Take care.